Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 12th, Believing and Entering.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 1. Since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 3 to 5. For we who have believed do enter that rest, or are entering into the rest, as he has said. And that's quoting from Psalm 95. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although God's works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, they shall not enter my rest.
In that passage, believed is in the past tense. Enter is in the present tense. Before we can enter into God's rest, we must have already believed. We don't keep believing again. It's something that's done once. We've made the decision, and on that basis we can proceed to enter into rest. Those who must continually decide to believe anew don't qualify to enter into the rest. Only we who've believed enter into rest. Following up on this theme of rest, let's turn to the Old Testament for a moment. Genesis 2 verse 2 reads, "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done." God's rest is a ceasing from all the work he did. I believe that God didn't rest because he was tired. Instead, he took pleasure in relaxation. He sat back, looked at everything he'd made, and took time to enjoy it. How many of us ever take the time to enjoy the things that we have done or made? Today, by the time they've done something, most people are busy starting the next thing. The pattern that God established, though, is taking time to enjoy whatever you do after you've finished it. Whatever it may be that you've done, it's godly to relax and enjoy it. In fact, the ability to relax is a divine ability.
Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that one of the pleasures God wants to share is his rest. He wants me to enter into the rest that he entered, so I shall fear lest I fail to rest in Christ. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.